time. He's waiting in the wings. He speaks of senseless things. His script is you and me, boy. Time, he flexes like a whore, falls wanking to the floor. His trick is you and me, boy. Victim, you just scream with boredom. You are not evicting time.
Your coat behind. Take your time. Nope, that stinks. I thought I would play like a more goth version of David Bowie's Time. But obviously, that just didn't cut it. So goodbye. So Time requested by Bonita. And there you go, David Bowie's Time. We heard the Folk Swingers doing Time Won't Let Me. And requested by Paul Smoke and the Grassy, The Outsiders. Time Won't Let Me. We were Joe Jackson doing One More Time. Armageddon Time. See, I got it right this time. By The Clash. And the set started off with a request. Boy, a lot of requests. Request by the Melnick for KLF, What Time Is Love. Oh, let's keep the requests going. This is going out to Eve. Actually, it's going out to Johnny from Eve. Strange Versions of the Time Warp. Let's see what I got here. Once again, this is going out to Johnny from Eve. Chasing the Time Warp. Zombo in your... And it is 11:02. Do you know where your brain is?
Chasing cars around our hearts. about a thing. Opened up and shouted out, never tried to see. Wondering if I've done wrong. Will this depression last for long?
We'll be right back.
that is one of my favorite songs of all time. That was Next Time Around by Little Joy. And that was from 2008. Time flies, man. And that was like a Brazilian-American supergroup. It was one of the guys from Los Hermanos, the drummer from The Strokes, and some sounds like some very, very groovy chick, Bikini Shapiro, doing the Portuguese vocals on that. Man, that is a nice song. Little Joy, and that tune was Next Time Around. We heard some heavy stuff, man, from 1983, from the first Run DMC record. And it was interesting how I first heard this Run DMC thing. Jesus, a friend or a brother or a friend of my brother or a brother's friend was sending tapes from New York and saying, this is like the new, this was probably around 84, 85, saying, this is like the new cool stuff coming out. And there was Run DMC. There's some stuff I cannot find to this day that I really liked. I don't even know where those cassettes went. But I remember Run DMC, Hard Times was on there, Beastie Boys, Cookie Puss was on there, This Charming Man by the Smiths were on there. And then there was like all these other like new wave bands that bands like called like Perfect Zebra was one of the bands. Can't find anything on that. I forget some of the other things. I don't know where that, in a landfill somewhere. It is wondrous to think of all the things in a landfill. It really is. This isn't the PSA. Just think about stuff like that. I mean, you take the garbage out and it goes somewhere. And like, especially if you look at old photographs, we're back to old photographs again, time passes. Say, wow, that dude's hat is probably in a landfill. Wow. Everything in this picture is buried or in a landfill. Every single thing in here is just gone. So that's why you got to appreciate today. And while you're appreciating today, sarcoma. Yeah. More than 40 people are diagnosed with a sarcoma every day. Sarcoma's cancer. Hate to break the news to you, kids, but it is. Through awareness, yeah, be aware. Like, yeah, being aware of sarcoma, that ain't a drag. Advocacy, I don't know what that's supposed to be. You know, don't give your friend sarcoma. And research. Fight for the cure for sarcoma. Ain't gonna cure it. Cancer's here to stay. Actually, probably cancer's gonna win. He's gonna win every time. Gonna win every time. Actually, when the human race is gone, it's just gonna be a bunch of cancer cells. That's what's gonna survive. Yeah, that's what's gonna survive. And then from the cancer cells are gonna be like a whole new breed of like giant rat, roach, pigeon. That is going to rule the world. He's going to be like the next Tyrannosaurus Rex. Right now, we're in the Tyrannosaurus Rex shoes. We're like the boss here. we're going down pretty hard. So I give the human race about another 50 years. And what I hope at that last like 49 years, they discover all my radio shows. And they play them out of a device from my human skull. That's right. I'll be dead by then, obviously. And they'll be playing it, and there'll be like people sitting around like watching the radio, and they're going to watch my skull, and they're going to hear this radio show. That is my dream. Not to be like, and that's the thing you guys got to knock off now. And please do not do, there's people that, and I'm not saying this to do the opposite. There's some people out there that nominated this show for best radio disc jockey in Pittsburgh, and I don't want that. You know, not like everybody likes, you know, everybody likes to be popular. But if this show gets popular, it's going to disappear or sell out. Remember how cool Genesis was when nobody listened to the band Genesis? Remember that? Then everybody started listening to Genesis. And then Phil Collins took in front and they made it the biggest, cheesiest band ever. You remember that? Remember that? Huh? So remember when Pink Floyd? Remember when Pink Floyd came out? Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Oh, man, all that Syd Barrett stuff. Then Squarehead started listening. Dark Side of the Moon comes out, and they end up being some corny prog band with a few decent tunes, but nothing like those first two records. Those first two Pink Floyd records were astounding. So please, let's keep this show underground. Let's keep it in your brain. Don't try and put this show in somebody else's brain, because how that's going to ruin things is it's going to get people complaining about the show. The more people that listen to the show, the more trouble I can get into. It's a very simple equation. For every 100 people, there's like one a-hole that wants to start trouble. So right now, I got about maybe two or three a-holes listening to the show that want to cause trouble. You multiply that by more and more, then there's people with nothing better to do than to try and, you know, ruin somebody's fun. Because their life is so damn miserable that they got to ruin somebody else's fun. And you got to understand, some people never, most people, actually all people, once they are formed from childhood and high school, never change. Never change. Never change. There's still big babies. There's still tattletales. There's still bullies out there. They just got different names and they're paunchier. That's the only difference. They just got bigger and paunchier. That's the only difference. How you bums doing? It is all, how do we get the time? The show is all about time today. And when we started this journey way back when, we went through all of the planets and this and space. So we did all space. We spent like nine, 10 weeks on space exploration, going through all the planets, going through all the stars, going through all the universe. Now we're getting to the next dimension, which is time, which is pretty crazy stuff. When you think about time, it really is a hard time sleeping. You have a hard time sleeping at night when you think about how time is, what it is, how brief it is, how long it is, how crazy it is, and how unidentifiable it is. They say time has a lot to do with gravity. Like, or if you travel the speed of light, you travel the speed of light, you come back and you didn't age anything, but you have a twin and he's like dead. He's in a landfill. That's the crazy thing about you know, time. And it passes differently on different places in the universe. There's probably some places where you go and, human life can only last like 5 seconds. Well, that would probably be like on, you know, Venus, where it's like a billion degrees and it rains lead. How hilarious is that? They're saying, well, we can't really colonize Venus because it rains lead. Damn, that's intense. That is intense. You have to be intense or the lead will just melt you. So where was I? Oh, I was right over here. I'm over here now. I'm going to be over there in a minute. So we're thinking about like gravity and how gravity changes time, like these black holes and stuff. Fascinating, fascinating. I can't figure it out. You can't figure it out because we're just all too damn dumb to figure any of this stuff out. So enjoy the ride. It's time out for fun. Zombo in your brain. WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
Bye.
Nice ska reggae for ya. That is Don Drummond and the Scatolites with Eastern Standard Time. And that is one thing I'm not looking forward to is when... So that is the worst time of the year, actually. The worst day of the year is going to be November the 6th of this year. That's when they fall back with the time. That's when, to me... Now, when are they gonna stop? Just stop the madness, because it's in the government now, where they're saying, you know, yeah, we don't even want to do this anymore. Nobody in this country wants to turn their clocks back. Nobody. Yeah. You know, they can put a man on the moon, but they can't figure that out. They can, you know, how to turn the clocks back. How we don't even do that. If we all just didn't do that. But we have to do that. And that is the darkest time of the year, is when we have to turn the clocks back. Because for me, that is the end of summer. Summer ends on November 6th when they turn the clocks back. That's when I stop wearing shorts. That's when the average Pittsburgher stops wearing short pants. And I mean really nice, cool short pants, not those dumb jorts. I don't know who in their right mind wears jorts. And jorts are jean shorts, if you do not know. It must be a Pittsburgh thing, the jorts. Ugh, it is frightening. You can put the hottest chick in jorts, and it just make me want to puke. And I hate jorts. I don't like jorts. Jorts? Nope. Don't like them. Satelliters, that was a nice tune. 1969, The End of Time. We heard Jiha Jerry, a.k.a. Jerry Casal and the Evildoers. With The Time Is Now. Nice little tune. You can tell it's got Devo written all over it. And speaking of Devo written all over it, started out with Devo, Time Out for Fun. And, you know, there was a gap in between those two songs because I was talking to the Kelvinator. And like I'm saying, time is just, I have a hard time managing, you know, talking to you guys and doing the show. But I'll balance it. It's a balancing act. It's like a seal balancing the ball on his nose. I'll do my best. But every now and then, I'm going to drop my ball. And then it's going to be New Year's Eve before you know it. And then the next year. So here, we're going to enjoy this gorgeous weather. It's going to be nice up until November the 6th. Then, actually, you know, sometimes November it's decent, but it gets dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that ain't my thing. So here's how we get through winter. I'm prepping you guys through winter. Right now, we're in what I call the denial that summer is over section. We're wearing shorts. We're short sleeve shirts. Not going to put a jacket on. I don't care if it's like 52 degrees. Ain't putting the jacket on until November 6th. You know, the short pants, the no socks look, that kind of thing. Sunglasses, you know, we are going to like, we milk the sun. We're in denial. And then it kicks in November 6th when we turn the clocks back. And it starts getting dark around noon. And it comes from the land of the midnight sun, whatever. Up in north, the way north or way south. I forget. It's way south, I think. They have the 18-hour day because we get gypped out of sunlight. So here's how you muscle through. Here's how you muscle through the winter. All right, you prep yourself and think, okay, well, you know, we still got some nice November weather, okay? Even though we went through all seven stages of grief, that summer's over, and we're into fall. And fall for me starts November 6th. It is a very short fall because it ends right around the day before Christmas. And the day before Christmas, which falls on the 25th this year, then... That there's that little pocket right there where it's not so bad. You look those clear blue skies. You know, sure, it might be in the 40s, 50s, but 40s and 50s don't even sound so bad then. Okay, all hell breaks loose when the holidays kick in. It just stinks. The weather stinks from the 25th all the way up until the 2nd or week of March. I think it's March 6th or March 3rd when you turn the clocks back again. We just muscle through that, and you do it by milestones, okay? Say, okay, Thanksgiving. Okay, boom. Then you pretend like you're excited about the holidays like a little kid. So Christmas, Hanukkah, all of that comes like lightning. Boom. So there, you're in the 25th. Now you're in the whole muck of things. Then you got the taint of the year because it taint New Year's and it taint Christmas. The taint goes fast. New Year's Eve, You know, it's not what it used to be. Ever since they ruined it in the year 2000, it was Party City until 2000. They got everybody scared about Y2K, and nobody ever recovered. But we're still thinking it's going to get us. Okay, you get to that New Year's, then you find someplace warm to go. And you go there for even a couple days, a couple weeks, and you thaw your bones out. Mm-hmm. Then you got the February, which is the worst month of the year. February is just punishing. You muscle through those 28 days, you get to March, boom, you're back in spring. And it's till the end of time, a request by the Kelvinator. This is why there was a pause between the two songs, because I was yakking with them. So let's knock this bad boy out. The Damned, till the end of time. Zombo in your brain.
Sunrise and wind blowing cold. This distant form of judgment. He's looking at me, so don't ask me how he got there. He's in your head and mine. He's with you when you're lying. He's with you in time. He's with you when you're lonely. He isn't only with you. He's with us too. He is time.
Yeah, well, my time then to see what you saw. Yeah, well, my time around then. Although I knew I was there all the time, you know. Yeah, well, my time around then. Yeah, well, my time then to fight with my mind, to battle with women and singing with the wine.
Oh, I mean, you can walk Ginger Baker's drumming down the street and say, "Hey, that's Ginger Baker's drumming." That was by request. That was Baker Gurvitz Army with Time. That was Mark requesting that, and I'll tell you, that was as good as anything Cream ever put out. That's a very very little toe tapping tune there. Let's see what else we heard. We heard double request. Kelvin requested The Damned Till the End of Time, and while we're at it, I think. Who requested, was it Scott, Pat? Pat or Scott? I think it was Pat. Requested Reverend Horton Heat Martini Time. So this is why this time show is probably going to take 2 weeks. Because there's a lot of great songs written about time. And a lot of like crummy songs written about time. So we can get all of those tunes and make a 6-hour double shot for you. How are you guys doing? Good. I should tell you about some shows on this station, right? Or I should tell you some other stuff. Let me see, where's the shows at? Where's the shows? Nope, there's no shows here. No shows here. Where are the shows? No, I guess we got no shows. No shows on WRCT. Tune in to No Shows. That's underwriting. I'm not going to tell you that. When do the clocks fall back? Why did I Google that? Oh, because I wanted to tell you. It's March. It's November 5th. Damn it. All right, what else we got? We got that. I could tell you some things, but I should just listen to this radio show a lot. And remember, don't tell your friends. Don't even have any friends. It's best if you just hang out. Just if you, because, you know, I'll tell you what, friends are disappointments. Don't kid yourself. If you can't make yourself happy, if you're relying for friends to make you happy, you're going to be one miserable son of a gun. So make sure and make yourself happy. Do some nice things. Take yourself out to lunch. Buy yourself a little nice little gizmo. Buy yourself a gizmo. Buy yourself a gizmo today. You know? If you buy yourself a gizmo, it puts a smile on your face. You help the economy by putting money into propping up this house of cards and keeping this country on its feet for another few fleeting moments. Buy yourself a gizmo. It's going to end up in a landfill anyhow, so you might as well enjoy it today, right? So it is time. So all the songs about time today. And all songs next week. Hey, speaking of, we want a good time? For a good time? Yeah. It's Polkamaniacs weekend. We're playing tonight at Roundabout Brewery. We're playing Saturday at Trace Brewery in the afternoon, Saturday. And we're playing at noon at the Polish Hill Arts Festival. So it's a trifecta of fun for Polkamaniacs people. And helps you forget your troubles of the day. Helps you forget that we're like just hurtling towards extinction. And before you know it, we're going to be ruled by the cockroach, rat, pigeon creature that is going to come out of all the cancer that we left behind. So letting you know that's going to be the future here. It's going to be a billion years, but a billion years goes by like lightning. Just yesterday, Tyrannosaurus Rex was walking around going, I'm the king. I'm the king. Yeah, I can't really scratch my back or get this thing that's stuck in my tooth. I got somebody's pancreas stuck in my tooth. I can't stuck. I got somebody's pancreas in my tooth. Yeah, you do. You got Brontosaurus's pancreas in your tooth. Oh, man, I hate when that happens. I can't reach up and get. So then T-Rex scrambles as he's no longer the king. Lion was the king for a while. He was the king. And then we figured out how to shimmy up the food system, shimmy up the food chain, and completely get out of the food chain. So now that we're like the top of the heap, it is a heap, all right. Once we tumble, because this ain't going to last forever. Don't kid yourself. It's not like Star Trek. We're not going to go out into the universe. We're going to be gone by the time that we ever figure out how to get into outer space. Even though our ancestors are from outer space. They were smart enough to ditch us here. This is kind of like a prisoner's colony. If you ever look at some of the folks around there, like woo, yeah, wow, a kabillion years of evolution and we get this clucking jorts? We get that, we got that lady? That's why there's some people that think, when you think about like the whole span of time and you think about all of the universe and you think about all of that and you see some of these boobs walking around, It really makes you want to be an atheist when you actually think that God actually sat around and goes, how about somebody that looks like this? That'll be a laugh riot. Maybe that's it. But I don't know. When you see all these people, it makes you think, and they say, oh, y'all go to heaven. You want to go to heaven? This dude's going to be there. You can't even stand this guy. He's your next door neighbor. He's going to be up in heaven. But that's going to be a buzzkill. That's going to be a buzzkill being up there with these people. You go to hell, it's just as worse. You know, you get these people, but they're litterers. They're the same rotten kind of folks, except they throw litter on the floor. Now, I'm just telling you, those people go to hell. Those are the people that go to hell. The people that abuse animals and litter. That's your ticket to hell right there, Chief. There's your ticket to hell. So either place stinks. So what you do is you just float around. Once you die, you float around the cosmos. That's the cool thing, man. Your energy just zooms around, and you're checking all this groovy stuff out. And then you think, hey, I might want to be in a being for a while and kind of experience the consciousness of looking up at the sky. That's pretty cool. But then somebody's always ruining your damn fun. You can't go and look at the cosmos and have a good time without somebody honking their horn and saying, will you get going? What are you doing? I got stuff to do. I got to get home to my kids. I got to get home to my family. I got to get home. I left my stove on. Why is this guy stalled at the red light looking at the cosmos? Why, yada. It's martini time, a request from Pat. Reverend Horton Heat.
It's martini time. Hey, buddy, do you got the time? No, I don't gotta watch, can you spare a dime? Nobody got $2 and a couple of lime. Guess what that means? It's martini time. D-Martini is in front of the laws. I didn't even ask or care what they cost. I lost my job and no reason to rhyme. Guess what that means? It's martini time, it's martini time.
Rock your ice shake.
Martini time.
All the time.
Martini time.
Gotta have a glass.
Make it to the layer of ice this time. Dirty dry up or in between. From the very first sip, you know what I mean. When you're out of the baby, don't nickel or dime. Guess what that means? It's martini time, it's martini time.
What do I say?
Martini time.
Out of the
martini time.
Got another glass.
Make it to the layer of ice this time. Here I go. It's martini time. I live my life on a layer of ice, just like those poured by my bartender vice. Any taste of vermouth must be really sublime. When you have a good martini time, it's martini time.
What can I say?
Martini time. Forward to the top of the line. It's martini time. It's martini time. It's martini time.
fast, much too fast. I live my happiest hours, but as the days of youth and love go past, these are